get the same or worse. But by practicing every moment, everything you do, life becomes fascinating. If you're in the line at the post office and a little bored, you can practice walking. You can practice standing in line at the post office. What practice is consciously doing something with the intention of refining it. Refining it. Never bored. Breathing relaxed, elegant. Everything you do. Now, do I do this all the time? Absolutely not. I forget a lot, and so will you. But when I do remember, in those moments, it's great. And it's only moments. But you know what? I've been working on this before I wrote the book for several years. And I'm starting to little by little get better at it. My wife wishes I would have just picked it up right away. It'd be so much easier to live with. But little by little, I'm learning what it means to live enlightened in the world. Little by little. I'm getting to be less of a caricature, more ordinary, normal. But at the same time, make certain things my priority. Anyway, that's the practice. Now, if you hadn't gone through the 12 gateways, we might have taken longer, but it's very clear. In fact, you're saying, yes, I got it, Dan, I got it. Having gone through the gateways, you understand the importance, the priority of behavior and action. This is not meant to be a burden. I said this at the beginning of the seminar. You're working on all the gateways. This is a way to do it more consciously and have more fun with it. Because if you can't have some fun with it, why bother? Right? Which is more fun, stumbling in the dark with blindfold on or being able to see in color? That's what it's about. Some people come up to me after a seminar, they hear a tape program and they go, thanks a lot. Boy, this was really good. It was kind of hard. It was a lot of material, but it was good. You don't realize how good it is, not because of me, but because of the material, until you go back into daily life. And you start to remember little snippets, bits and pieces, and apply them. Imagine your life for a moment, 10 years from now. Are you better at something now than you were 10 years ago? I expect you are. Well, imagine 10 years from now, if you decide, when you remember, you'd like to practice whatever you're doing, breathing, relaxed, doing whatever you're doing with elegance. Imagine that. What would your life be like 10 years from now? Maybe you won't have transcendent enlightenment like the masters in the great traditions. But you know what? You may be able to see it from there. You may have a practical handle on an enlightened life without waiting for your feelings and thoughts to match. Be gentle with yourself. It takes time. I've certainly learned that. Be gentle above all. Alan Watts wrote a quotation that I particularly like to share, and then I have one more farewell for you as we end our time together. Alan Watts wrote, "You yourself are the eternal energy which appears as the universe. You didn't come into this world, you came out of it, like a wave from the ocean. You didn't come into this world, you came out of it, like a wave from the ocean. You are not a stranger here. In the laws of spirit, which I've described to you, a parable about a sage I meet up in the mountains, a woman sage, who teaches me 12 laws, in a sense the keys to the 12 gateways. When our time together is over, she bids me farewell. I'd like to close by sharing with you a brief excerpt from the epilogue of my book. These are my wishes and prayers for you all the days of your life. May you find grace as you surrender to life. May you find happiness as you stop seeking it. May you come to trust these laws and inherit the wisdom of the earth. May you reconnect with the heart of nature and feel the blessings of spirit. The challenges of daily life will remain, and you will tend to forget what I have shown you," she said. "But a deeper part of you will remember, and when you do, life's problems will seem no more substantial than soap bubbles. The path will open before you where before there grew only weeds of confusion. Your future and the future of all humanity is a path into the light, into a growing sense of your unity with the Creator and all creation. And what lies beyond is beyond description. Even when the sky appears at its darkest, know that the sun shines ever upon you, that love surrounds you, and that the pure light within you will guide your way home. So trust the process of your life unfolding, and know with certainty, through the peaks and valleys of your journey, that your soul rests safe and secure in the arms of Spirit. So be guided as I have been guided, and know the peace of God.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.